All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the 2020 NFL draft is still more than 2 months away, but it is not too early to begin discussing potential scenarios for the draft. And one team that I want to talk about today is the New York Giants. Now, the Giants head into the draft in possession of the fourth overall pick. More than likely, they are not going to get the coveted edge rusher in Chase Young, but the Giants do have needs at offensive tackle, outside linebacker, middle linebacker, and safety. But this is an opportunity potentially for the Giants to really come out of this thing smelling like a rose. And the big question will be, will the Giants be willing to trade down in the first round? And the reason why I bring that up is the Miami Dolphins are at number five. The Los Angeles Chargers are picking sixth. The Carolina Panthers are at 7. The Jacksonville Jaguars are at 9. The Indianapolis Colts are at 13. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are at 14. What do all of these teams have in common? There's a good possibility that all of them could be looking for a quarterback in the first round. Now, make no mistake about it, Joe Burrow will be the first overall pick of the draft to the Cincinnati Bengals at number one. So that takes one quarterback off the board. You look at Justin Herbert, Jordan Love, Tua Tagovailoa, and Jacob Eason, as they all have the potential to be first round picks. But with that said, if a team falls in love with a guy, would they be willing to move up to get him? And at some point, you could be playing keep away from another team. Now, when I'm talking about this scenario, six teams for four different quarterbacks, somebody, and I mean somebody, is going to pull the trigger and move up. It's just going to be a matter of who does it. Now, the elephant in the room could be the Detroit Lions sitting at number three, because we don't know what direction they're going to go in. But still, if you're the Giants, all of those quarterbacks are not going to go by the time you pick at number four, which means that you're going to have an opportunity to really leverage yourself. And the closer you get to the draft, the more leverage that the Giants are going to have, because there's always somebody that is desperate to move up. And when I say that, you could leverage this to a situation. Obviously, you would swap first round picks. But if you're the Giants, you also have the potential to get additional picks in this draft, as well as another first round pick in 2021. So this is an opportunity for the Giants to really pick up some draft currency here and make a move that could really set their franchise going in the right direction. This is, like I said before, this is a pivotal time for Giants general manager Dave Gettleman. He has really attached himself to the last two draft classes, which are developing. But if you look at the Giants, since their last Super Bowl championship in the 2011 season, they've only had two winning seasons, one playoff appearance, and no playoff victories. And you look at the Giants right now, they are coming off of one of, if not the worst stretch in franchise history. So make no mistake about it, they need to find a way to get this figured out. I don't see a resolution for this coming anytime soon. Like I said, let's readdress this and look at this factor the closer we get to the draft. And this could potentially be done the day before the draft or even the day of. But I really would expect the Giants to really definitely field calls. But like I said, the closer you get, the more likely it's going to be that you make a trade. And I guarantee you, one of these teams is going to make Dave Gettleman an offer that he can't refuse. Now, in a situation like Miami, Miami has three first-round picks this year. So they have draft currency that they could be willing to part with another pick. They could give the Giants number five, and then they could still give them another pick later on in the first round. And the Giants have an opportunity to get another impact player. They'll have to wait and see. And the one good thing about this list of teams right here for the Giants. Four of them are in the AFC, which means that you can allow this team to get themselves a quarterback, and you don't have to worry about contending with them in order to get to the Super Bowl. You found your quarterback in the first round last year in Daniel Jones. So now it's all about putting pieces around him, adding depth at positions, getting more impact players, and now is the time for the Giants to go out there and make that happen. Will Gettleman make the moves necessary in this offseason? We still have to wait and see. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline several months away, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.